After sitting vacant for nearly a decade, the former F.N. Burt building near Buffalo's Larkinville neighborhood officially reopened in February as 500 Seneca Street. Development partner Sam Severino says adaptive reuse projects are challenging in the best of times.
The building had two strikes against it, you know, being in the neighborhood it was in and the fact that it was contaminated. So without programs like the Brownfield Tax Credit Program, and in the case of this building, the Historic Tax Credit Program, because it is a landmark building, without those type of programs, it simply would not happen.
The developers invested nearly $44 million in the old factory, which is now 100% occupied. There's 97 residential units, 170,000 square feet of Class A office space, and what Severino calls other unusual tenants.
There's an operating distillery. There will be a full-service wine cellar and wine tasting area with a sommelier on premises. There's canine daycare, the full fitness center and training facility, bike care and storage facility, and a number of other tenants.
While incentives may be available, Severino says it's up to investors and developers to find a qualifying project and to take advantage of them. He says he's no different than other local developers who have a heart in Buffalo and remember the city's older neighborhoods.
A building like that has a story, it has value, and it's much better to see it preserved. So where 1,500 people used to work years ago, now there's 800 people working there and 250 people living there, and that's good to see.
Next up, Severino's putting the finishing touches on another brownfield. The site of the old Erie Freight House on Ohio Street is being redeveloped into a 78-unit luxury apartment building known as Buffalo River Landing. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.